It's the Local Beat with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And we go to the hotline and welcome in Dave O'Brien again from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
We're doing all right, Rocco. Thanks.
Great to hear, Dave. Great to hear. Wanted to start with an article you had in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram talking about Clearview Superintendent Jerome Davis. He received a new 3-year contract extension, so good news for those over there in Clippers land. So what are the important details to know about this, Dave?
So Superintendent Davis was rehired by the Clearview Board of Education on Monday night at a salary, actually on a 3-year contract, I should say. 3-year contract starting August 1st with an annual salary increase of about 2.5% annually for the life of the contract. He'll start off making $115,005 in 2021 through 2022 school year, and then that will increase to about just under $118,000 for the 22 through 23 school year, and just under $121,000 for the 2023 to 2024 school year. It was a 4-1 vote. The lone no vote was board member Heidi Adkins. She said that she was not impressed with Mr. Davis, and his communication skills. That she quote thought it was just time to go in a different direction with the superintendent, and that it was in the best interest of the district that he not be rehired. And you can read some more of her comments in my story in Tuesday's Chronicle Chronicle Telegram or at ChronicleT.com. Superintendent Davis, for his part, said he was glad that his contract was renewed, and he was hoping that some previous controversy that he had gotten into with the Board of Education, where he had sent out a letter about regarding racial justice at the beginning of last fall, and some board members, including Ms. Adkins, especially Ms. Adkins, had gotten into had felt that it was an inappropriate thing to do. He said, he's been with the district for several years and his commitment to the district has proven itself. And was hoping again that little controversy wouldn't play a role, but, he does, seem to have a lot of support in the community based on how many people showed up to support him at a subsequent board meeting back when we were all meeting in person. And, so that's the story of Mr. Davis's contract. And there were some other matters that came up at the Clearview, Clint came up with the Clearview schools. They'll be having any of those employees who want to get vaccinated will start getting vaccinated on the 26th. So, again, that complete story is at ChronicleT.com or in Tuesday's edition of the Chronicle Telegram print.
And I had totally forgotten about that controversy until you mentioned it to me before we started recording here. So great insight out of you there, Dave. Again, more details available over at ChronicleT.com or in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Another article from Tuesday came from your colleague, Lena Yost, talking about the new downtown Elyria Library branch, maybe finishing up sooner than expected. Very, very exciting. What are the details with this one, Dave?
Yeah, so this project has been in the works for a while now, and voters have, a couple years ago had voted to basically give, that was back in 2017. Holy cow. That was back in 2017 that they voted for a 0.9 mil 30-year levy to fund new construction. Elyria and Keystone School District voters voted for that, for the new downtown branch of the Elyria Library. And also they recently had a new South branch that opened back in November of 2019, again before pre-pandemic days, and the Keystone branch kind of reopened its newly refurbished and new branch last year. This is going to be about a 22,500 square foot building. It's going to have the administrative offices for the library, a drive-through service window. There's going to be a meeting room that can hold about 100 people, story time room, and obviously a lot of books and DVDs and CDs and records and all the other things that people who love Elyria libraries have come to love at their current library buildings. We're going to be seeing that opening a lot sooner than maybe just about on track, maybe not a lot sooner, but sooner than expected. And that was announced, at Monday's library board meeting. My colleague Lena Yost did a nice quick story, nice quick hit, as we like to say, on that meeting and how things were going. Also noting that the Washington Avenue building, that's the current library, current library headquarters, is up for sale. So that will become something else down the line. It just eventually, at a certain point to fix that building and to upgrade it, and it had parking problems and has some other internal, facilities issues, just became a little too expensive to maintain that or to knock it down and put something in its place. So a nice brand new library building downtown Elyria, hopefully helps set off some of the rejuvenation of the downtown area that has long talked about.
Yeah, we certainly love our local library systems here at WEOL, so certainly looking forward to the new downtown branch with the Elyria Library. So, Dave, anything of note to be on the lookout for this week from you or any of your colleagues over there at the Chronicle-Telegram?
Well, the county commissioners were in a lengthy 2021 budget hearing session with other elected officials. From around the county and some other directors as well, from the Veterans Service Commission to the Board of Elections to County Auditor Craig Snodgrass, showed up to talk to commissioners today. The first of 2 days of budget hearings. I'll have a story on that in this morning's paper and Wednesday morning's paper. And then also the second day of budget hearings is on Thursday, so we'll have some more coverage of that on Friday, both online and in the print edition. That's basically what I'm working on for the time being. Some more good COVID-19 coverage, some more in-depth coverage of issues surrounding that from my colleague Dylan Reynolds, which is likely to appear in the Chronicle-Telegram's Wednesday's edition. Should appear in today's edition. That's what we'll be doing, and that's what we're handling, in the coming days.
All right. Well, yeah, with the county commissioners, lots of eyes on them right now. I know our own Craig Adams has been all over that this week. So certainly looking forward to more from what you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle-Telegram will have on that. So we'll wrap it up as we do each and every week here on the Local Beat, Dave, with a scanner story. What do you got for me this week?
Well, once again, from our friends over at Northeast Ohio Scanner, at @Neo_scan on Twitter, Dateline Cleveland, a disturbance at Hopkins Airport, gate A11, about a dozen intoxicated customers, and it's getting out of hand.
Oh, boy. Neo Scan never disappoints. Wow, 12, a dozen people at the airport drunk in a pandemic. Come on. Oh, you hate to see that. Dave, entertaining scanner story as always, and I appreciate the insight here on the Local Beat. I appreciate your time this week. I look forward to catching up again next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.